So we're talking about switching chords, and we're on more advanced chord voicings with bar chords. We're actually combining bar chords and open chords, which isn't the easiest thing in the world. The two chords in question are E and B. So, but we're going to use the same process we did before, which is decide when you go to the B, which finger or fingers are going to go on first. So are you going to decide that the root, the B string, I mean the A string second fret is gonna go on first, or are you gonna try and cluster those three fingers on first? Whatever you decide, there's no right or wrong answer. See, I personally prefer doing the root first, because then you can do the bar with finger one, and then everything else kind of fall into
right,
place
can
there.
fall.
So
oh, maybe it's a twist. I think I'm going this way.
Yes, so your wrist has to
But my wrist, I
has to
think,
come
needs
out
to
a little
be
bit.
this way.
Yeah, so there's this pivot away from your body,
Right.
so that your palm is kind of facing your face.
Yes,
Yeah.
that's what the problem is.
Yeah.
Because when I was trying.
Also make sure your elbow is away from your lap. So bring that right leg in towards the other one a little bit. Yeah, there you go. There you go.
There we go. That frees up that dude.
And it's not an easy change,
Nah, because this is very comfortable.
No, I just meant the chord change itself.
No, but even
And so now your feet are flat on the floor, you're sitting up straight, your guitar's kind of upright and everything. And then, but this is the most important thing. Give your right hand's still gonna be the leader, as we discussed earlier. But it's gonna go slow enough so that the left hand can still hang on. I'm gonna demonstrate it. So your natural tendency is to, you're right now, your tempo, your kind of natural tempo is like, that's a little fast. So force yourself to sort of dig in with the right hand a little more and do it. Let's say you start on E. You'll be like, one, two. Do the first finger first, and while you're strumming, get the other fingers in play. And remember that the other fingers start on the fifth string, not the. Yeah. So even if you only get that much with just the first finger, don't worry about it.
Okay.
So let's start with E first. So with E first, and here we go. But mostly we're going to dig into the right hand a little more so that we can slow down the tempo. Two, three, four, like one, two, three. Now B. First finger on, keep strumming. While it's on, you kind of work out the details, and then back to E. As you go along, make sure it starts on fourth string. Yeah. There you go. By the end of the two bars, you got it. And that time will gradually get longer. And this part, just keep your hand a rest.
Right.
Then you got a B here on the spot again. That's very good. So even just like 3 or 4 minutes of that. Imagine you did that every day, 3 or 4 minutes. After a week, you'd have that freaking chord. And then after that, and only after that, you would do, instead of two chords per bar, one bar per chord. You would do like four and back to B. Still keep the tempo nice and slow. And then after that, let's say 3 weeks goes by and you do all that stuff. Now you're at. Make it look as easy as I did, because you did that process. So it's good. You said you put it in, you find songs that have that particular chord, which is what I do too. I give you songs that have those chords in them. But you can also isolate, and what did we do? We isolated, and yet we put it into a musical context. And we gradually, not sped it up, but decreased the length of time on each chord. Actually, the next step after that, if you can do one bar per chord, tried both chords in a in the same bar, you know, that gets really tough. It'd be like 1, 2, and 3, 4, and you know, that happened for a month. But remember, once you got the bar chord shapes, you're happening. You have 24 different chords to play. Well, more than that, what I mean is you have this shape times 12 on the A string, and then you have the E shapes times 12, that's 24. But then you have minor, major, and seventh, so it's 24 times 3, which whatever that is a lot. What's 24 times 3? It's 48 plus 24 is 60, I don't know, 70 chords? I can't remember. 72. I don't know, is that right? 48 plus 24. 48. Yeah, it's 72. All right, cool.